Hello guys, welcome to A Clueless Gen Z, and it's your host Vanessa, or you can call me Jerry, and welcome to episode 6 of season 1, and this is our last episode of this year. Woo! Yeah, and in today's episode will be like a very special one and a very different one from the others, and because I have a very special guest and she's going to do my makeup on the podcast and in the video everywhere, and I'm hoping that we do not fall down because we're gonna drink, we're gonna take shots and have a conversation and hear what's up, what she's doing. So babe, you can introduce yourself.
First of all, I'm the one falling, I'm the one standing. I'm the one who's going to fall. Anyway, yeah, hi guys, sure. My name is Toni Muthoni. Oh, okay. You can call me Kate Toni. So, Toni stands for Muthoni. Anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a makeup artist, I'm an artist, I'm a fashion designer, and basically art is everything to me. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm really into makeup. I'm a makeup artist working for MAC, and it's been a really amazing journey. I started as a freelance makeup artist, still a freelance makeup artist.
So you guys can book her. Like
yeah, you can book me. Yeah. You check out my page at Makeup by TT, and you'll find me, you'll look at my work. You can also find me on Instagram at KTony. You'll see my work. Anyway, yeah, so we're
and
talking
you
makeup.
You have a YouTube channel.
Oh, I do have
forgetting
a...
about
yeah,
that.
I did have... I still do have
yeah,
a YouTube channel.
But you're not consistent.
But I've not been posting. The last time I posted was like last year, but I'm trying to get back. I feel like... this is the first step of getting back into filming and social media. Mm-hmm. I'm very into TikTok. You can find me at Toni Muthoni, TikTok. But yeah, so today we're going to be doing Vanessa's makeup as we discuss a bunch of
questions
she's going to be asking me. And I'm going to be asking her, and we're going to have fun. We're taking shots. I hope
it's
I don't
drink
fall.
It's drink December. Yeah.
And we're going to have fun.
Babe, and it's also caffeine season. Do you have your big boy? Wait, can you? Do you know?
I do not.
You know what TikTok I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I need a big boy. Give me a...
No, I do not. I do not have a
God.
Big boy.
Thank goodness.
But I'm single, guys. Am I, though? I do not know. But anyway, yeah. So I'm looking for my big boy. Holla at your girl. Are you looking for your big boy?
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. I don't have a big boy.
We'll find them. Don't worry. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you going to start? What are you going to start with on my face?
I'll just go. I'm not going to explain anything. I'm just going to go with it. Mm-hmm. We can start. Right?
All right. So wait, to begin with, let's take our fast shots.
Yeah, sure.
Hey,
fast shots.
Yeah.
You're trying to kill
the
me.
Nah.
Vanessa is trying to kill me.
No, babe. I mean, it's drink December.
Let's do it.
Wait. Are you?
Have I said no?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going out tonight?
Because probably.
He thinks at this rate.
At this rate, the way we're going, the way we're feeling, you know, we're in the zone.
Yeah.
We might actually go out. But if we do not...
It's still okay.
We still have a very few
tomorrow.
Days to finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Let's take our first shot.
Our first shot?
Wait, we don't need a chaser?
No, we don't. Excuse me.
All right.
No, we don't. So first shot for Drink Samba, for your podcast, for this collabo, for future collabos.
This is actually me coming out from my comfort zone.
I love that. I love that.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm used to being in front of the camera. So
this is my, yeah.
But right.
Now I'm here.
She's here.
Okay.
Guys, please support my baby. Please.
Amen.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Oh God. Anyway, let's start, right?
Yeah.
Let's go right to it.
So the first question, I can already know what you're gonna have. It's already, we're already dying, though. We're already dying, man. The first question, I already know what you're going to tell me, but what are you most passionate about in this life?
In this life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. First of all, I do not dream of labor. But here we are. Anyway, you know, I already say anything art is my passion. And that's how I hope and I pray to God that I make my living in the future. I'm making it now.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we need to make money.
I know.
Yeah, more money is basically that.
Can I tell you a fun fact?
Sure.
Something that I see myself doing in the future. Okay, not doing in the future, but okay, let me say this first. I think you remember there was a time I told you like I wanted to do makeup, not to do makeup on people, but just to like learn how to do makeup.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I got the money to do the makeup and all that, and was looking for a place to learn how to do my makeup so well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're a student and you get, like, a huge amount of money, you're like,
what do I do?
I know, what's the cheapest school I can go to?
Yeah.
Guess where I went to?
Where did you go?
School of YouTube. Yeah.
Girl, you couldn't even call me.
I don't know. I just use
what happened to supporting your friend? But anyway, School of YouTube is where everyone taught goes. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I went back home, I can hope like my relatives or even my auntie listens to the podcast. I hope she doesn't listen to this. But anyway, I got the money and I ended up going to School of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who actually was the root of all those, like, your sister actually.
Okay, finish.
Let me tell you, like, your sister makes me, when I get money, I start thinking about, like, things to do.
Yeah.
As in without like, going the right way.
Yeah.
Oh my God, those shots are kicking in. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You meant
those shots are fucking kicking.
Fuck. It's the beginning of the video.
It's the
girl.
Beginning. Oh my God. Yeah, focus, Vanessa. I knew. Anyway, let's just say I did not go to any makeup school.
Yeah.
I just ended up using the money and. Going to school of YouTube. I was like, you've not been getting the entire story, so you hold it in my ditch. So I ended up using that money to do other things, and I went to YouTube. And so when I went back home, they asked me, like, so now can you go to, like, a wedding and do a makeup? Because these guys want you to do the makeup.
Yeah.
Because you went to the school of makeup.
Yeah.
I'm like,
You can't because you did not.
Like, yeah, because I did not. Anyway, that has taken so long. Question one has taken so long.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, so do you love what you do now?
I absolutely love what I do. It, first of all, gives me money. Second of all, I feel like I put a smile on people's faces. I do put smiles. I love when my clients say, oh my God, I feel so beautiful. I look so beautiful. And obviously, I always make sure that all my clients feel that type of way when I'm done. I wouldn't say it's been that way the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I started somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't really good. Mm-hmm. But then as I kept practicing and doing different faces, because mm-hmm. I've done a lot of faces.
Yeah.
I got better, you know.
Yeah.
It's not all the time that a client is going to be happy.
For sure.
But I try my best to, like, satisfy my client and, like, just make sure they're happy. For at this point in my life, I feel like I do make my clients happy. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that makes me happy.
Yeah, because most people assume that makeup does not pay as much.
Oh, baby,
it does pay.
It does pay. So it's just all about like building your clientele. And I feel like that's what I've been doing for the past around 3 years. Mm-hmm. Just building. You're one of my clients. Yeah. You've paid me for makeup. So yeah.
Several times.
Friends have paid me. Family has paid me. Strangers have paid me. So it does make money. I know like people maybe look down on makeup artists or something like, okay, yeah. What are you doing? Beauty.
Yeah.
Beauty, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like if you learn your art mm-hmm. enough, mm-hmm. you make the best of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, in another life, would you be doing anything different?
First of all, masomo haikuwa yangu. I was never a masomo person. Never. My sister is laughing at me because she knows my struggle.
Hey, you struggle with chemistry.
You see, she was the smart one with those things.
Fuck, your sister is so smart.
Yeah, but like I was the artistic one. And I feel like there's a balance between art and like all that other stuff. And I'm actually proud of what I do. Mm-hmm. I don't care. There are people who've looked down on me.
Yeah, for sure.
It's human.
It's because you're doing art and they assume like you're not smart.
How did your parents support that? But my mom has been very supportive of the whole journey from when I was in fashion school. Then I switched to makeup. Mm-hmm. She's been supportive. So I feel like it's what I do with my art that matters. Mm. Yeah.
Can I tell you, like, in high school, I did art.
Are you serious? Yeah. Me too.
Lies.
Yes. That was one of the subjects I did
art
too.
And I knew, like, I was going to KU to do art.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's either I was going to do graphic design or I was just going to do art, like anything to do
That's
with art.
Crazy. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, but anyway, this is the first time we're actually talking having a conversation. So I really love this. Anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So but I think I was just meant to do nothing. So
do you feel like that's what you were meant to do?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in another life, I'd have loved to. You know, like those. These guys who are artists in New York who live in...
Right? In those really nice apartments!
They live in a warehouse.
Right?
With their
That's
significant...
That's what you'd want to do.
I know. In another life, I would have wanted, like, me and my significant other to just live in a warehouse mm-hmm. in New York.
Yeah.
And our studio is just right downstairs.
Yeah.
And we have, like, we have this canvas... All over.
Oh my god. This is my best friend because that's
lies.
Like, I just wanna.
No, you're lying to me.
I'm not lying. Ask Clueless. Like, I really, really, really just want to be that free artist. Like, no stress. All I do is wake up and paint. And express myself.
Yeah,
and
but
sleep.
You're not even struggling.
Yeah, you're not
you're
struggling.
Doing so
you're
good.
Selling.
Yeah, you're
doing
selling.
So good. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. we're done with the eyes and she looks cute. Yeah. So we're going into the face now as we continue. Let's go.
Okay. So now, how do I look, babe? I can't even see. I've never seen myself.
You look cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever struggled with unemployment before?
Yes. I have. And it took me through a very depressing state of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not like that version. Like, I like to be very busy all the time.
Yeah.
So when... At that point when I was not working, I didn't have clients, I didn't have anything. I was like, why am I doing this?
Were you still working at Mark?
No.
You were just at home?
I had not started working.
Oh, so you were just depending on...
I was depending on that call. Like, come, book, wedding, there's what.
Yeah.
And it would go to the point of like 3 to 4, like a whole month.
Yeah.
I've not gotten anything.
That's fine.
Yeah. And it was very like hard because I was like, I'm doing this thing I love, but I'm not getting
like clients
exactly what I want. Yeah. So yeah, there's, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's gone through this. So many makeup artists have gone through it. Yeah.
So I think sometimes also like in my field, as in,
which is, you've not told anyone, or do they know?
I think they know. Okay. It's nursing, babe.
Okay.
Yeah, but some people would assume like there's so much work for nurses and you wouldn't even lack work. But sometimes, most times, you wouldn't even get like, if you will get like a place to work in, they'll pay you like so little. Or sometimes they won't even pay you at all. You get
kidding.
So like in a month, you work for like 2 months and they don't pay you
yeah
a single bit. So you prefer just, do you prefer like going to work when they're not paying you or just staying at home and looking for another place to work?
I did work for free for like maybe like 3 months. Like using my own money to commute from home
to your place of work.
And I did that for maybe like, I would say like 4 months, two different jobs. So I did 3 months for one job and then 1 month for another. And all of it, I felt like I was just using.
Yeah.
And I was so fed up of that. How did I quit? I was like, nah, I'm not doing
it. Doesn't make sense. The first one,
I quit. The second one, I quit because I was like, okay, I'm using the same amount of money to go to work and to...
You're not getting anything in return.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything. Like, I'm not saving anything. So I was like, what's the need? Yeah.
So, in conclusion, there's no need for you to... Like, there was no need for you to go to that.
There was no need. Because how can you
work and you're
work
not getting paid?
And you're not
getting paid?
You're getting paid, but it's not paying what you're using to get to the job. Literally.
But in my situation, you're not getting paid. Is there a need to go to that work if you're not getting paid?
If you want experience, like if you feel like it's a waste of time,
that's okay.
Yeah.
But if you're from one job to another and you're not getting paid, I don't think there's no need
to just waste your time. Like find something else to do.
And in that period of you not getting employed, did some people assume like you were lazy? Because some people like usually like assume like, why is she not working? I assume like she's so lazy.
Yeah. You know? Personally, I am not lazy. I feel like
for sure you're not lazy.
Yeah, I'm not lazy. But again. yes, I'm sure there are people who are like, why is she
not working?
Why is she not working? Why is she not doing this? But to be honest, the honest opinion is as a makeup artist in the mm-hmm. art industry, like
it's
a bit hard.
Yeah,
it's a bit hard to like, because there's so many other artists, Akina, you know, Dennis Kariru.
I don't think I said that right.
It's Dennis.
But then, like, you know, Fuin, like the people who've actually been there.
Yeah, oh, and Stefani.
Karuri.
I
swear.
No, there's a Karuri and then there's a
Karuri.
And there's a Stephanie.
I'm so sorry, Dennis. Honestly, we're like four shots down. So.
Anyway, so you're not lazy. You're good. You're doing your best.
Yeah, I was doing my best when I was not employed, and even when I'm employed, I still do my best. Yeah. So
it's a tough,
tough world, it's a tough guys. World.
And you know, that's one of the major things that. Most people actually go through unemployment, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah,
you're done with your degree or your master's and you do not have work. You're at home.
You're just chilling.
You're just chilling. Just, I know. Yeah. But anyway.
That was a good point. Like, that's something people have to talk about. To be honest.
But no,
it's a very it's a very depressing stage
to be, for sure. That's 100% because I think I've been also in the same situation.
Can you tell us about it?
No, but I've told you about it. Most people may assume like there's a lot of work offered in healthcare. But sometimes there's not, as in there's just little that you can get from healthcare. And you go to some healthcare centers and they don't pay you. So there's no need of you even practicing there.
Yeah.
Unless, as in the way you've just said it, unless you want to get
experience.
Yeah. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, babe, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love content creation? Because I think it's so hard. And before, like, you get people to actually see your content,
mm-hmm.
that has to, like, take a lot of time and a lot of everything that you need. You have to be, like, so patient.
Yeah. So, first of all, when I started creating content, I was doing it for fun.
Yeah, but you're so good at TikTok, you know. And I'm just lacking on TikTok.
So I do it for fun.
Yeah.
But then people make money from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be one of those people who make money from
content, you know, creation. Especially like your art and all this.
Exactly.
Like you're so good at
But it. Honestly, I am very I don't know how to put myself out there. Like, I put myself out there enough in my comfort zone, but I do not go out of my comfort zone.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. So I do not know how to, you know, be Wabosha. You know, those people who are like, okay, I'm going to sit and I'm going to make money, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out, Wabosha, I love you. But yeah, I want to be one of those people, but I'm very shy. As much as you might think, I am not shy. I am very shy. And I, especially if you tell me I will go for this event and socialize and connect and make connections, I don't know how to do that. And that's something I'm trying to learn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if I feel like if I put that together, I might make it.
Not you might.
I will make it. Yeah.
I think, babe, to be honest, you're like really underestimating yourself. To be honest, you are.
I feel like this is a therapy session.
You are underestimating yourself so much. And it hurts me at this point because You're so good.
Thank you.
You do not have like an idea of how good you are. And you have, not everyone has a personality like yours. And it's easy, it's so easy for you to like, what is it called? Yeah, maneuver your way. So I think you have to, just, you just have to believe in yourself and you'll be fine.
I guess so. We're getting old, so these pep talks have to be meaningful.
Yeah, we're really, you know, we're not growing any younger, so yeah, you have to put your best foot, like, out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, the minute you're old, what will you say, like, you did your best? You know, atakama, you fail in this field.
Yeah, that's
you'll
true.
You'll say you've done your very best.
To try.
Yeah, but you...
I love you. I love that you're giving me that advice. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, so...
And I'll take that. I'll take that to heart. And I'll be like, one day I'll be like, Vanessa, I did this podcast. And she was like, get your shit together.
Because I think you really need to put your shit together.
Yeah.
You're underestimating yourself and you're so good at everything. You're so good at this art. Man.
Hallelujah.
The next question, baby. Okay, of late, first of all, let's start. Have you listened to the end, my all of my episodes? Be for real.
<Wa-la-la>. I have listened to one.
Wait, to what?
I have listened
to only one.
I've not said I have. I've carefully listened to
one.
Yeah.
Which is the latest one.
The latest one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when you kind of, I kind of reached out to you and I was like,
yeah,
I want, because I didn't even know you were doing it. So I reached out to you and I was like, I want to do that. That's, okay. That looks fun. Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, have you noticed like most people are actually like doing more podcasts? So mine was like the first one, like you started listening to
podcasts. I listen to podcasts, but like I don't take them seriously. Like I'm not like that kind of person who's like, I listen to podcasts like,
all the time.
And I want to listen to every fucking episode.
But I do, like if I run into one, I do, or if a friend tells me, listen to this. Yeah. And when I saw yours, I did listen to it. And then I was like, oh my god, I actually want to be part of this.
You listen to the entire bit of it?
Yeah.
Ah, nice. Yes. Okay, so is there any that you listen to like religiously?
Like a podcast?
Okay.
This girl does not want to see me shine. That's that's just right, it.
That's
but
fine.
You know, this is so much fun. Like
yeah, it's so much. You know what? I love this because, I mean, you're like yourself, you're having like candid conversations
and you're having
we're having so much fun.
We are actually,
and
behind the scenes also.
Yeah, behind the scenes as well.
Different is happening.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean like I love all this. I love the podcast. I love everything. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite right now is
this might be your favorite ever. But okay, say your favorite.
My favorite, apart from a Clueless Gen Z, it's probably like Pressed, and that's a UK one. Anyway, next question.
It's fine.
Yeah,
if it's UK.
Yeah, so I think the one from Kenya has to be, but not people actually like to listen to it. It's by a guy. he's also like a Gen Z, mm-hmm. and he speaks about like most things that just affecting Gen Zs. Mm-hmm. It's called Peter Mutie. What's his? A Touch of Gen Z. It's mm-hmm. so good. You should listen to it.
But do you know I'm not a Gen Z?
Lines.
Oh my god, this whole time you are talking to a Gen Z.
Oh my god,
sweetheart.
Anyway,
not. But I love.
You love being a Gen Z.
I love being a fake Gen Z.
Oh fuck. Lies. So you are a liar.
I am a lawyer. I am a lawyer.
Anyway, babe, uh-huh. we are almost like wrapping it up.
Okay. And we're almost finishing the makeup anyway. So let's do it.
Yeah, so we're almost coming to an end, like the year 2022. And from this year, like, what has been your major, what have you learned from it? What's your major, what's your take from this year? The lessons you've learned and all that.
Yes,
I want you to dive inside.
Guys, I'm even going to hold the microphone and look right at the camera and say, I have learned a lot.
For sure.
But I want to hear Vanessa's.
I just want
to hear Vanessa's first.
Okay, mine first. Mm-hmm. Okay, this year, I think this year has been hard.
You and me both, sis.
Yeah, to be honest, this year has been hard for me. Ouch. has been hard for
Beauty
me.
Beauty is pain, sweetheart.
Okay. Uh-huh. But I'm ending this year like I'm at peace of what like has actually happened from this year.
Okay. Can you like give us a bit of detail?
Okay. Let me say. Yeah. What I've learned actually. Lesson number one, mm-hmm. I've always tried to, I'm usually like so scared of what people have to say about me.
Yeah.
You're here trying to adjust your bra. Where you're down so
I'm
bad.
Sorry. I'm good.
Okay, the way some people like are so mindful, I'm usually like so mindful of what people say about me, and I care so much, I take it to heart. Mm-hmm. So, I think, especially when you come from a small town, mm-hmm. like, as in, there's just like a population, like a tiny population around you that mm-hmm. knows you and they have interacted with you. So when they have like so much to say about you, and mostly it's negative, mm-hmm. so it kind of hits you like so bad. So during this year, I'm learning not to even give a fuck. Man, I don't give a fuck what you say about me. I don't give a fuck. And I just want to be my true, authentic self, you know. And that's what I want. Yeah. And I've always struggled to be, like, a good person and a nice person. And I don't want to be nice anymore.
But, baby, you can't force that. If you feel like you have to impress anybody, then you're not being yourself.
Exactly. That's what I've struggled with.
And I also, like, exactly what she said is what I usually feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I have to be this tiny little perfect person, mm-hmm. and I always have to impress everyone. I'm scared of even posting content because I feel like I have to be perfect. Baby, as a non-Gen Z,
as a Gen Z?
I have to tell you, as because I'm older than you,
mm-hmm.
just be you. I have struggled being me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to get to that point where I'm going to be like Muthoni, you know, yeah, boss bitch, sure.
mm-hmm.
you know, everything that everyone else sees in me that I don't see in myself.
Seeing yourself, yeah.
But I am telling you as an older person, like, mm-hmm. please be you.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast, take it all the way. Do not quit like me. But take it all the way and just be proud of what you love. Because yeah. this is clearly what you love at this moment. Mm-hmm. Be sure. Proud of it. Take it and go with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're beautiful. And I feel like what you're doing is amazing. Mm-hmm. So just keep going. And that's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say, guys.
So what has been your major lesson this year?
Wow.
Yeah.
First of all, my first lesson is appreciate everything good in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that God brings you, appreciate. Another thing, character development is real. So,
sure.
As you're gonna be character developed.
We've had like a fair
Ooh!
Show part of it.
Oh my god,
yeah,
you do not even know, you don't know half of it.
Yeah,
if I start, I'll start a whole other podcast
another
without
episode.
You, a whole other episode without you. So, like, yeah, that's real. Also, it's appreciate the tiny wins,
mm-hmm.
and love yourself. 100%. Yeah, love yourself.
Thanks so much.
And also,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Wait, one more thing.
Yeah.
What I've come to know, sometimes, like, when I tell you, like, I wanted to be the good person and all that,
mm-hmm.
I've always wanted not to be like the villain
mm-hmm.
in the story.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but then
you end up being the villain.
Yeah, you end up being the villain. And sometimes you're the toxic one and sometimes you're the bad one, which is still okay. That's you.
That's you.
That's you.
I feel like sometimes we beat ourselves down so much. We want to be this person that everyone wants to love and appreciate and whatever. Let me tell you, babe, you just have to be yourself because you're the only one who's going to go to bed and cry.
Cry, for sure.
It's only you. It's not going to be you, your bestie, your mom, your auntie.
It's just me.
Exactly. So I feel like that's something you're going through and just let it go. I'm telling you that, and I am
therapy.
Struggling as well. But yeah, I will tell Vanessa, just let it go, just be happy. It's hard, but
we'll get yeah. there. Are you not down yet? Oh, Django Kabado. You've been standing the entire time.
I'm still like trying to do a TikTok of it.
Savage love.
I'm trying to do a TikTok. God. But oh we God. Have to do a TikTok.
We have to do a TikTok before
yeah.
we leave here.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Because
I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead. Wait before the question. One last shot.
Hey, I was already on the microphone. Like, wait.
Okay. Can we get one last shot?
Sure.
Okay, that's fine.
How is it done?
Wallahi.
Oh yeah. Do you have shots? I knew it. I was like, this is not possible. But anyway, we're going to take one more shot to finish this podcast. I've had the most fun with Vanessa.
For sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Ouch. Sorry.
Wait. Those nails.
I know.
Yes.
We're not getting at chases anymore. Do you know some people actually chase it with tea? This is one freaky podcast chase. It's shots, babe. Shots. That was a. That's the title. That's the title of the episode. Shots like, and pep talk.
Can I like sing?
Yeah. Let's sing, babe. So you wanna sing?
I do wanna sing. I wanna be like.
I'm in love. Wait. Big boy.
Because we don't have a big boy.
Let's have a big boy. We don't have a big boy.
The big boy song. I need a big boy.
Oh, okay. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah. I need a big boy.
Girl, that is not. I need a big boy.
Cut. Anyway.
What?
Yeah, so you had a question for me.
Forgot the question. But anyway, my question was, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh my God. To become, you know that video, your Beyonce?
The Beyonce one, yeah.
They ask her, what's your inspiration in life to become?
Aspiration.
I think in life, in this life, I was meant to provide care to people, and just like in the service industry and all that.
That's beautiful, babe.
So, I think my inspiration, my aspiration in this life is to make lives better. Yeah. I honestly love being a nurse, and I want to make lives better for people.
I love that, babe.
And yeah, I don't mind becoming a nurse like for so many years, but of course not for so many years. It also like gets so much exhausting.
It's gonna pay.
Yeah, but I know like I was meant to do this in this life. So I'm gonna do it my best. Even in the podcast, is to try and make someone's life relatable to mine, because some people make it so plastic. I mean, they make it so easy, you'll think life is so easy. And
probably that's what you're seeing on social media.
Yeah, that's what you see on social media, on Instagram, Dubai, Lamu, Diani,
Dubai.
Every other weekend. But
shaking your ass on a yacht.
In Dubai. So
did I say?
Yeah, did you say? You say yacht?
I don't know what they're
shaking
saying.
Your ass on a yacht in Dubai. But anyway.
In a thong.
So my mic is actually I don't even know how to put this, but anyway.
Holy mama.
Yeah, that
is like 10 shots down, guys. 10 oh shots.
So
she's about to wipe off all the makeup I just did.
But it looks so good. I look so cute.
I didn't even do your lipstick, but fine.
Fine. Okay. Yeah. We are good, I guess. So
let's say bye.
Yeah, any other question? No.
Wait.
Vanessa.
Did you just wake up one day and decide you're gonna do podcasts?
Yes, that's how it actually happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It wasn't planned.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it now. And I'm doing it now. I love that. And you're here with goofy people.
And I'm here with you. I would have been marching.
Exactly. You know? I'm very proud of Vanessa.
Ah, okay. That's a weird noise. But anyway. Oh. It's like I'm yawning. I'm yawning.
Yeah. What? Anyway, guys, we have to end this.
It's like I'm yawning.
We have to end this right now. Yes. okay. Can I exit and then you exit?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Why do I feel like a superstar? Thank you for having me on this podcast.
No, you're supposed to say thank you, Vanessa, for having me on your podcast.
I am so sorry. Thank you, Vanessa, for having me on your podcast. I really love you, and I love what you're starting and what you're going to keep doing. And good night.
Good night. Okay, guys. This is the end of the podcast, and this has been interesting and crazy and all over the place.
And very all over the place.
Yeah, it has been all over the place, but I do appreciate you for coming here.
And you're welcome.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we have to start from somewhere.
You have to.
Yeah, the next one will be probably...
And we're probably going viral.
Yeah.
Because this madness cannot not be recognized.
Yeah, so anyway, that's it, guys. So please share the podcast with your friends and your other friends and your other friends.
And your probably other friends.
Yeah.
And if you have a squad of 30, share.
Exactly, and we're so fucking drunk.
I don't know if they're gonna. Are they gonna blur the fucking? Drunk? You're gonna blur that. Are you?
No.
Oh, it's part of it.
Yeah, this is part of it.
Wow.
But, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, it has taken like almost 5 minutes to end this fucking podcast, but this has to be the last podcast of the year. And hopefully, like, the next podcast, we'll do it in 2023.
Wow!
In case we get there. Yeah, we're going to get there. We're gonna
look at this girl.
Yeah, we're going to get there. Yeah, so please share it. And thank you for listening. And you guys are the best. And yeah.
Yeah, I hope you learned something.
I hope you learned something from something. Drunk people.
We're not drunk people.
Okay, we are good people.
Why are you putting that on?
Okay, no. Okay, we are very, very good people.
Yeah, we are.
Very, very good people. And very beautiful people.
Vanessa Anachoma.
Okay, bye, guys. I love you.